Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Oh, just a sideline. The importance of Bible study is so, so important. A Bible study. It's one thing, somebody mentioned this yesterday, went to graduation, it kind of struck home again. It's one thing to read the Bible, it's another thing basically to read the Bible. I'm paraphrasing. There are some people just read through the Bible, and there's other people that really dive into it. And really, what does God's words, how does it speak to me? What it does to others? And it hit home with me yesterday and then again this morning. I'll get in my lesson, but just it's on my heart that, you know, we're studying the book of Revelation, and I love the book of Revelation. We went through the book of Genesis. I've taught in this church through the book of Romans, Philippians, all different books, and we're second time through the book of Revelation because we had some new people on me to go through the book again. Anyway, I'm putting some materials together, trying to write a book, and I'd love to have a book written and hear. When I retire, whenever it's been 20 years from now, you know, I'll have time to sit and write a book. But I'm compiling a bunch of notes. But all this, I read again yesterday and today. 1 Corinthians 13, I'm going to read it this morning. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of knowledge and understand all mysteries and have not charity, well, it profits me nothing. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, I think it's, and it profits me nothing. Well, that struck me yesterday when I read it again, and this morning I read it again. We'll read it again in our Bible study, in our worship hour. That second verse. Though I have the gift of knowledge and understand, I'd like to think I understand a little bit. I don't know it all. I'm still learning. But listen, I could know everything there is about the book of Revelation and don't have love, it amounts to hill beans. And a lot of our churches are struggling. Again, I'm going to get into this real quick and this being real quick. I was aware of it yesterday. I'm talking about our, you know, independent fundamental Baptist churches. A lot of them are struggling. Some of them are shutting their doors. And we are sound doctrinally. But that's as far as we don't show that love to others. And we've lost it. We really have. That's why a lot of these other groups are really growing and having a lot of people. They don't have the doctrine, but boy, they have the love, and people are drawn to that love. And I just pray, you help me pray. I think I love people a little bit. I want to love them a lot. Some of y'all are hard to love. So I put on a good face. I love you. I'm just kidding. I kid. I love y'all. But I want to love you even more. It hit me yesterday, man. I want to love every one of you like a shepherd loves a sheep and would lay down his life for it. And if pastors and churches would just love, we're straight doctrinally. But, man, if we give that love out, that's where it's at. The greatest of these now abideth faith, hope, charity. What's the greatest? Love. And then we go a little farther. I learned something from my wife today. This morning, we're always talking about staying. Y'all believe I learned things from Latrice? Who said amen? She's in her Sunday school class talking about Romans chapter 12. And in there it says, given to hospitality. When we think of giving to hospitality, what do we think? That's not a rhetorical question. Some besides Danny, who's the Goofy back there, he's a Greek Hebrew temple, Greek Hebrew scholar. What does that mean, given to hospitality? What does that mean? Huh? You're getting close. You're close, but it ain't exactly there. You know what it literally means? Entertaining strangers. It's only used another time, it's book of Hebrews. Entertain strangers. Be careful about the angels entertaining people. Do you know we're good about being hospitable to people that we invite to our house? Boy, I like you, you know. Rick and them invited me. Man, can he cook? On a black stone where he invited me. Nothing wrong with that. I want to come back to your house, okay? But we tend to invite people that we know. And we're hospitable, you know, of our own. Are y'all following? But that word being hospitable means to strangers, people we don't know. That's when you test the love of God in your life. Boy, it's easy to love people who love you. What about people that don't love you? Well, all of these things have affected me this week. As a pastor, I tend to just, you know, it's normal. It is. Only God can make our lives where we love everybody, even if they're unloving, unlovable. We're still to. Are y'all following that? It has nothing to do with my lesson, but that was on my heart this week. Pray that I could be a more loving pastor. And I could love you, and I'm praying y'all could love me even more. Some of y'all are hateful folk. I'm kidding. Y'all know I'm kidding. I love y'all. I could say that because I love y'all and all. But y'all are some great folk. Let's love one another more and love others out there. Okay, Revelation 14. Because of time, let me just get down to, I'm going to read from verse 16 to 13. I was going to do all of it today, but the rest of the chapter. But because of time, let's just begin verse number 6. Last 2 weeks, we talked about the 144,000. So much to be said there about the 144,000, how they're going to live forever in their physical bodies. Well, we get to verse number 6. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice. Remember, this is an angel flying through the air, circling the world, the earth. Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water. And there followed another angel, literally right on his heels. Okay, the one angel's going, and there's going to be six angels that in this chapter that are doing a special ministry, one right after the other. Anyway, the second angel followed, saying, Babylon has fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without measure into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angel and the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest, day nor night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here's the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard from the heaven, a voice from heaven, saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow him. Just so you'll know now, we're in the middle of the tribulation period at this time, and I take this literally. When it talks about in verse number 6, another angel flying in the midst of heaven, you know there's three heavens that's mentioned in Scripture. There's the heavens that the birds fly, you know, and that we see the sky and the birds. And then there's the second heaven. That's the sun, the moon, the stars, the atmosphere out there. Then the third heaven is where God lives. And I ain't been there. One day we're going. Amen? Amen. So anyway, I take this literally that this angel is flying through the sky, through the heavens, around to the inhabitants. I read this. Let me read this. Six additional angels appear on scene with an urgent message to the inhabitants of the earth. They have to have something to share. This is the middle of tribulation, okay? And here's the message that I want you to notice. Having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth. Before I go any farther, I want you to know, some of y'all are taking notes. Here's the declaration of the gospel. The declaration of the gospel. The gospel message never changes. You know that. This gospel that the angel is preaching is the same gospel that we preach today. There's only one gospel, and it's the good news of Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.